And a good Sunday morning to you. This is Local Issues Real People. Local Issues Real People is, of course, our community service broadcast brought to you by Piedmont Communications, and it's sponsored every week by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, REC, reliable, affordable, and focused on community. I'm having a good time this morning because I'm bringing back a guest, and she has probably made the most impact in my life in the time that I've been at this radio station this time around. Let me just go ahead and back it up for you. Her name is Molly Brooks. Now, she is CEO of Heroes Bridge. I ran into Molly a few years ago, and my buddy Boogie, and we have been lifelong friends, and she mentioned something, and next thing I know, I had an idea, and he, of course, earned a Purple Heart and some other medals while he was in Vietnam, but someone had stolen his medals. And I'm every time you come on this show, you're going to hear this story, Molly, because I am just, you just don't know the difference that you made in Boogie's life. So again, he is still grinning about that. So anyway, so I had told her about the medals, and it's like, and she went about her business doing certain thing. It took almost a year, but then I got the information, and it's like, it was a very nice package put together. I mean, displayed all his medals, and it fills in a piece of that has been missing in his life. And I cannot thank you enough for doing that. So now, good morning, Molly Brooks.
Good morning, JD.
All right, now that I've gone ahead and I've filled your head up, because it's like I just talked about, tell me and let's start and refresh people's memory about Heroes Bridge.
Yeah, so Heroes Bridge is a veterans organization, but a little bit different of a veterans organization because we specialize just in veterans age 65 and older, which pretty much lands our Vietnam veterans, Korean War veterans, and World War II veterans.
And, you know, again, I've been following this. We're losing a number of veterans every year, especially when it comes to the World War II veterans. We're getting close to the end of the line there.
Yeah. You know, I saw something that said, I think it was, we're losing about 240 World War II veterans every day.
And it doesn't take long before you know, it's because I think we lost the last World War I veteran last year.
It wasn't too long ago, a year or two ago. He lived in West Virginia and, was the last one.
So Heroes Bridge, of course, you're looking out for the seniors of the seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was a nurse. Well, backing up a little, before I was a nurse, I was the daughter of a Vietnam veteran. So grew up in a really rural area after he got out of the service in Vietnam and saw the challenges that he faced trying to kind of get back into society. And then again, as he got older, you know, the VA, and I think even America to a certain extent, was just not there for our Vietnam veterans. And it was always up to the families and the communities to kind of take care of these Vietnam veterans. So that was in my background. I later became a nurse, grew up and became a nurse, and then started seeing the same Vietnam veterans and older kind of just struggling to get by because they weren't taken care of well in their younger years by the VA.
Now, again, and this is a very important thing to notice because, like I say, we had thousands of men and women who served in Vietnam. They came back here and basically they were disrespected is what it came down to.
Because absolutely,
people did not, they looked at the wrong thing as to what they were doing when they were actually just providing a service that they had enlisted for. Okay, so tell me, what are the problems that you're finding with older soldiers? I mean, we're all getting older because we've all got those pains and aches and such, but soldiers, of course, have a different kind. They've got different things that they got to worry about.
They do. So one of the things I was seeing the most often, and one of the reasons I founded Heroes Bridge, was a lot of these veterans end up very alone at in their later years. You know, they may have come back from Vietnam and used some poor coping mechanisms. You know, PTSD was not recognized in the least until the 90s. So if these veterans came back and were having anger issues, or maybe they turned to alcohol, they often lost their families during that process because there just wasn't a recognition of what was going on with them. So what happens when you get older and you start needing help with things, there's usually a wife or son, daughter, niece, nephew that kind of swoops in and helps you. A lot of these veterans do not have that because of their prior service.
And again, that is the toughest part that you have to, again, when you know that you ask men and women to make the ultimate sacrifice and then you let them come back and just let them fall. Not good at all. Tell me about your Battle Buddies program.
Yeah, so to kind of address that social isolation for the older veterans that end up alone, we developed a program called the Battle Buddy Program. And we train younger veterans or veteran family members to work with these older veterans. And it really puts one person in their life that kind of looks at the big picture. We found that a lot of times these people might have like a social worker somewhere, or perhaps somebody would stop by after church on Sundays, but there was never one person that kind of looked at everything that was going on with them. So we train our battle buddies to do that. We accept volunteer battle buddies and people that just want to help, and there's all different kinds of ways you can get involved, but it's the foundation of everything we do at Heroes Bridge is that Battle Buddy program.
Okay, so let me ask you about how many Battle Buddies do you have right now?
So we have one full-time paid Battle Buddy so that no matter when a veteran calls, we have someone on staff that can roll out and help them. But then we have probably about 20 volunteer battle buddies. They kind of tell us when we onboard them, how much commitment, how many days a week they can kind of commit to. And then we start training them and introducing them to veterans.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start. We're going to start talking about this right now. If somebody is thinking, you know, it's like, I'd like to try and help out. I'd like to, my dad's friend is a veteran. It's like, I'd like to help him out. How can they do this?
Yeah, so they can call us at our office number. They can also go to our website, www.heroesbridge.org. There's a button on there where you can fill out a simple form to kind of show your interest, and then our volunteer coordinator will reach back out. And we have an orientation that takes about 2 or 3 hours. And I always feel that's the best place for a volunteer to start because they just hear about all of the different things we do. Being a full battle buddy may not be for everyone, but we do lots of other things. We do home repairs, simple home repairs. We give rides to veterans that can't drive anymore. So there's kind of lots of ways. We take them on monthly day trips. So we always need volunteers to ride along on that to kind of help chaperone. And everybody should want to do that. We take some really fun trips with our veterans.
My guest this morning is Molly Brooks, CEO of Heroes Bridge, which, of course, is dealing with veterans and their issues and hopefully helping them make the transition into normalcy or some sense of normalcy. All right. So, Molly, you know, we've talked a couple of years now again, and it's like, and I know that how many servicemen are you servicing now?
Yeah, so we follow about 450 now. I know we're kind of getting to know about 100, 110 new veterans every year.
Wow.
It's usually the hospitals, social services, and then some family members and friends that know veterans that they're worried about that call us. And yeah, we're getting about 10 to 15 calls a month. Most of those are in the Tri-County area of Fauquier, Culpeper, and Rappahannock, but we were super excited to just learn, and why I was happy to visit with you, we just got a rural health grant to be able to expand more into Orange and Madison counties.
Oh, cool.
I know. So we get to hire a battle buddy just for those counties. So really a time for your listeners, if they're worried about a veteran they know, to certainly give us a call and see how we can help.
Once again, because a PS, I never can get this. It's PSTD, PTSD.
Yeah, it. PTSD.
PTSD is something that nobody really knew anything about. And then all of a sudden things started happening. And there was behavior that wasn't accountable for. And now with Boogie in this case, you know, Boogie, of course, he's also hearing from, of course, the military because of this Agent Orange thing.
Yes.
Because there are still people who are affected by Agent Orange from Vietnam. Again, veterans have enough problems to deal with on their own, and then you add all these other things and just trying to make it on a day-to-day. How do you keep smiling?
Well, I think working with veterans like Boogie is really what keeps us smiling. You know what I thought was amazing about him is he was kind of sad that he had had his Purple Heart stolen from him. But when we were able to get his records, it wasn't just a Purple Heart. He had a whole other list of medals and ribbons that he had been awarded and he never had.
So and these are things that I knew because I knew that he was a marksman. I knew that he could fight. I knew that he could fire. And, you know, it was like, I get to do a lot of stuff because of my job, but this was one that, man, it's like, you know, again, it does my heart good every time I think about it because every time I see him, I can see the difference that it made to him. You made an impression on him.
I hope like, you know, so. I hope so. And I think another really neat thing about him is once we put that box together, you know, he has a lot of kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
And now they ask him about it. Now that they see the box and they see the medals, they can kind of be like, tell me about that. Where I think he and a lot of other Vietnam veterans before didn't like to talk about it and didn't want to kind of go there. But now I think now that they're getting older, they do. They want to talk about it and they need to talk about it.
My brother-in-law did 2 tours of duty in Vietnam. And again, and there are still things that he cannot talk about. And Boogie and I, like I say, we've been friends for so long now. There's very little that doesn't pass our lips. But like I say, I do know that when it's all said and done, and when I close my eyes to take that dirt nap, I'm going to have done one thing for my friend that just made a world of difference to him and his family.
You did.
That I am so happy about.
You did.
All right, so now Heroes Bridge, we are working now. As we're coming in, this is November. So, you know, again, veterans are our big topic, which is why I wanted to get you in here during the month of November, because Heroes Bridge has got a very staunch place in veterans' hearts, and we want to make sure that people know what you're doing. I'm really, really impressed with you, Molly. So it's like I'm talking to you. Just lay it out on me. What can we do to help Heroes Bridge?
I think one of the first things is get to know us. Follow us on Facebook. Go on our website and sign up for our newsletter. That way you can kind of just learn more about things we do. And then I think the second thing is consider volunteering, especially, you know, we're expanding into new counties. We need all the help we can get. There are 9 million older veterans in America. So we need all the volunteerism, all the help we can get. So reach out if you want to learn more about that. And then, of course, financial support. What we do isn't free. We are blessed with a lot of volunteers, but we gave 150 rides. And you know what gas costs nowadays?
Absolutely.
We provided 500 meals, over 50 home repairs this year. So any financial support that people might be in a position to give and support that way is always appreciated as well.
So you guys are actually putting your money where your mouth is all the way across the board.
Yeah, every year we spend almost everything we bring in on our veterans. We don't like hold it or put it in a reserve account or anything. We actually try to work really hard to find new veterans that need things and utilize those funds in a good way.
Are the veterans that you're finding, are they easier to deal with now that it's been some time since they've actually been back? Or,
you know, it's mixed up. I think we certainly, because it's social services and the hospitals that call us the most often, we do meet veterans that have really been hurting for 50 years. And the damage is pretty severe at that point, and we sometimes are their only friend.
That's an awful, awful, awful thought when, you know, again, when you're looking and you need someone to give you a hand or you need someone to talk to, that can be devastating, especially when you've got ghosts in your history that just keep coming back and keep coming to the forefront.
Yeah, that's why we love that Battle Buddy model, because a lot of our Battle Buddies either are veterans or they're veteran spouses, veteran daughters like myself. And I think that if there's going to be a connection made there, it's often easier when it's another veteran or a veteran family member. And after a month or so of visiting, we do break down those walls, and then we're their best friend, and it gets easier from there.
And that has got to be one of those rewarding moments that you look forward to when you've finally gotten through, and it's like, and they're not looking at you like you're the enemy, but that, hey, maybe you are going to help me.
It's so funny you say that. One of the things we celebrate, we often get calls about a veteran, and like I said, we visit for a month, and they're kind of like, I don't know who called you. And then there's always a point where they call us after we visit, like our phone will ring and they'll be like, hey, are you coming today? And that's always like a cause for celebration for us.
All right. How about some of these day trips that you've been doing?
Yeah, we were lucky to get a grant to buy a small passenger van. And the first thing that we really thought of is how a lot of these seniors have really been cooped up during COVID. Two long, dark years for all of us, but I don't think we talk enough about how hard our seniors were hit during this time period. We talk a lot about us and, oh, the restaurant was closed and, you know, those types of things, but our seniors have really been hurting. So we got the van and we made a calendar of day trips. So once a month, we take them on the bus. We've been to almost all of the military museums. There's a beautiful new Army Museum at Fort Belvoir. If people haven't been there, you should go. The Marine Corps Museum has been one of our favorites for a long time. We took them up to the Air and Space Museum. And then we do other fun things that aren't military related. Like we took them to Yoder's Country Market one time. So just whatever, you know, kind of gets them out and doing something fun after this long, dark time.
You know, again, as we went through this 2 years, it's like there were people who were in nursing homes who didn't get to see their families. There were people who were secluded because they were isolated. And a lot of the military were that way. And because they learned in the service to internalize and not just let everything out, they've just bottled all this in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's also a lot of seniors that lost their either their spouse or people, friends, the lifelong friends during COVID, because the mortality rate, as everyone knows, in seniors was much higher than it was in anyone else. So I think you're right. The veterans already had traumas and sadness. So then to go through it, it's just kind of like serial sadness, you know, one thing after another.
But again, and we don't ever want to end on a down note, because it's like you guys have done everything you can in your power to let these folks know you're vital, you're necessary, you're important to us.
I hope so. It's what we get up and try to do every single day. We appreciate your support having us every year at this time to talk about our veterans and the support of the community.
Again, because, and like I say, when I ran into Heroes Bridge, I had no idea. And I, like I say, I watched how she worked and she kept me abreast. And it's like, and when she finally had the good news, it was like, yeah, if you've got someone, maybe you've got I got another mission for you. Maybe you've got someone who maybe has lost their medals or maybe doesn't know exactly how to maneuver within the system. This lady across from me knows how to maneuver the system. So again, give her a call. Tell them how they get a hold of you.
540-341-5378 is our office number, and heroesbridge.org is our website, and we're pretty active on Facebook too, if that's your thing.
Again, like I say, if you are looking for a project, and I'll tell you what, you can have a lot of fun with this one, just get a hold of the folks at Heroes Bridge, because I'm sure they can find something for you to do.
Absolutely.
All right, make the plea. It's like, what do you need and where can you get it?
Yeah, we need support, we need volunteers, and we need people that may be in a position to donate to support some of our work that we do with our veterans.
Now, are you a 50C3?
We are. We are a 501C3, so everything's tax deductible.
And that's why I wanted to bring that up, because as people are looking at the end of the year, they're looking at trying to make sure that they can get those charitable donations done before the end of the year.
Happy
so
to help with that.
There you go. Listen, she is more than willing. Just give her a call. She'll help you out with that. We're going to do two shows this month because, like I say, the last time you were here, there was a project that you were working on. And that's what we're going to focus on the next show, because, like I say, I think this is going to be one more thing that's going to help our veterans know that they're appreciated and that somebody cares.
Very exciting. Can't wait to talk more about that special project.
All right. So Molly, here we go. This is your last chance on this show to tell people about Heroes Bridge, what you do, what you'd like to do, and how you're going to get it done.
Yeah, so we serve veterans 65 and older, and we need all the help we can get. We want to meet new veterans, so if you know a veteran that needs help, call us. If you want to help us serve those veterans, give us a call or look us up on the internet.
They're active on Facebook, and again, like I say, you just look up Heroes Bridge, and you also have a newsletter that you send out.
We do. Once a month. We don't spam, so don't be afraid to sign up. We pretty much only send it out once a month, and it's very informative. You'll learn everything that we're doing. We also list very specifically what we do with our veterans, like this many home repairs, this many rides, so that people that do invest in our mission can kind of see what their money's doing.
It is an investment that is well worth it, because the people that we asked to invest their lives in us did so. And now we've just got to take care of them. We've got to look out for them, because there is a lot of wisdom that is there. And just like older citizens as a whole, if we don't learn from these older citizens, these older soldiers, it's like, you know, again, we're going to lose a great deal of knowledge that we can't afford to lose.
Right, right. And we need to be able to pass it on to our youth, to our 20-somethings and younger need to be able to hear these stories as well.
Again, it's you can see the film strips about it. You can look it up. It was a horror. It was a horror. And we lost over 87,000 men and women in Vietnam alone. So, again, those veterans are out there, and they're still looking for help, and they're still needing us.
Right, right. We're happy to help them.
All right, so one more time. How do they get a hold of you if they want to help you out?
So the phone number is 540-341-5378. And on the internet, you can go to heroesbridge.org.
All right. And again, they've got a monthly newsletter that comes out and will keep you abreast of everything that's going on with Heroes Bridge. My guest this morning, yes, sir, Heroes Bridge. Of course, if you've got a veteran in your family, you know, they've already made a sacrifice. They've already made the commitment. Now, we just need to commit to make sure that we look out for them as they go into their sunset hours. Molly, thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me, JD.
Now, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking again real soon, because Heroes Bridge has got some exciting stuff that they're working on. But that's it for Local Issues Real People for this week. Again, brought to you by Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, REC, reliable, affordable, and focused on community. I'm JD Slade.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry, because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You can hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.